1 on your keypad if you have questions for the head coaches. We now welcome on the call the head coach of the Towson Tigers, Rob Ambrose. Good afternoon, Coach Ambrose.
Afternoon.
Don't even know where to start. What a incredible game up at your place. An unfortunate loss for you, 52-45, but a tremendous game, tremendous atmosphere. As you've gone back and looked at that one, just give me your impressions on it.
Oh, it's a great CAA football game. It's probably one of those instant classics that go for the ages. And two good football teams head-to-head. And in the end, Villanova did a much better job making the most out of the opportunities that were presented. And we had too many chances to score points, too many chances to make plays to keep them from scoring points. And everybody knows that when we play these games in our league, the margin for error is very, very small. So hard-fought, physical football game. We both struggled our way out of it, and they walked away with the win.
I know certainly some frustrations over those missed opportunities, but your team's down 42-28, early fourth quarter, and just talk about the resiliency. Obviously, you got the big play by Robert, but the resiliency to be able to score 17 straight to be able to take the lead.
Yeah, it says a lot about the character of our kids. It's something that we've done already. We found a way to do that against ranked competition that's very, very good, and we just needed to close the door and finish it. And we talked about a little bit of game management. We score, kick a field goal to go back up again with 1:50, and instead of taking some big chunks, we probably should have taken a little more time off the clock, but try to make sure we could hold on to the win before overtime. But hats off to Villanova that Marshall done a great job with those guys, and great comeback on their part.
Got a couple media questions in queue if you'll get those for us, Hillary.
Your first question comes from Matt Baker with the Tampa Bay Times.
Hey, Rob. Going into Florida this week, I'm sure you guys would love to have a win, but other than that, what do you want to get out of this game?
Well, let's be honest. After watching the film, I'm not going to disparage anybody that we've played in the past in the history of this program. We played some really, really talented football teams, but this is one of the best football teams I have ever seen on film. These guys will challenge for the college football playoff. They're really, really good, and a testament to the fact that they lost their quarterback and haven't missed a beat. So we're working hard. We're trying to defeat their scheme and their players. And you said it. We don't go anywhere to lose. We ever. But in the end, this will be a great test and a great experience for our kids.
What does this game is obviously a big payday for you all. What does that money do to help you in your program? Can you give me a sense of just how important that is?
Oh, I think at this level, this is probably information that everybody needs. That Florida's got to fill a schedule, and people at our level don't rake in the money that the 1A guys make, especially in the Power Five conferences, in reference to athletic departments and universities as a whole. So this check will go to facilitate a bunch of other sports that are not football, and that's just part of business as usual at the FCS level. That's things that have to get done.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from Christopher Heidel with Herb FM Sports Radio.
Hey, Chris Ambrose, how you doing?
Hey, Chris.
Just to talk about this trip down to Florida. I know today's a hot day outside. You're glad it's probably 91 degrees. Is that one of the things you're worried about with your players, with the dehydration and all that stuff, with this heat down in Florida?
Of course. And we opened up at the Citadel, and the heat and humidity were pretty tough. We planned ahead. We ate well. We hydrated well starting early in the week to give us a chance to, not cramp up, because that's a temperature and a level of humidity that we're not used to on the regular, certainly not at this state in this part of the season. And so it's definitely a conversation piece. Our guys are trying to take care of their bodies ahead of time so we can make it through that type of weather.
And also, just talk about their defense. The Gators, they played really well against Miami, and then they shut out Tennessee for 3 points last week, but Tennessee's struggling. What do you see with their defense?
One of the best college football defenses in the country, period. There will come a time, I've been told, where we will not face a top-10 defense. I'm waiting for that time to come, because they're really, really good.
State travels to Gainesville.
Thank you, sir.
Your next question comes from Edgar Thompson with the Orlando Sentinel.
Yeah, hey, Coach. I'm not sure how much film you've watched yet of Florida, but what are your quick impressions of Kyle Trask and just his comfort level on the offense after just one start?
Well, I think it's a testament to both his skill level, his preparedness, and the coaches at the University of Florida that they've taken him back up and basically plug and play. That the young man that got hurt, it's a shame, but they didn't miss a beat putting in their second stringer. And just tells you that those guys all prepare to be starters every day, because you never know when your number's going to be called. And it's a great lesson for any kid from any school in any position. You really never know when your number's going to be called. And as long as you prepare appropriately, you're going to represent your team really well in that moment.
And the other thing, sir, is just their skilled players on the perimeter and at tight end. What kind of an array of talent do you see there?
the same array of talent everybody with a brain sees every week. These are some of the best college football players in the country at their positions. A bunch of guys are going to go on to play at the next level, and we will certainly have our hands full with players of this caliber.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Rob, Tom Flacco has played plenty of great games for you over the last year and a half, but 304 yards and a touchdown, and then 110 yards rushing. I know he's had more touchdowns, maybe he's had more yards, but just talk about his performance, just and the will to win. He took a lot of hits on Saturday, and just how you felt like he played.
Oh, I think he played with the way he usually plays. He plays with his brain, his heart, and his body, and he plays with a little recklessness. And because of it, he puts himself in some crazy situations. But in truth, while the numbers aren't as large as they were probably at this time last year, the points are up and the efficiency is up. And that's a testament to how hard he's worked in the offseason. He's putting the ball in and keeping us in position to be successful and not turning the ball over. And the decisions that he's making are bigger picture decisions. So I see him getting better every week.
After we got off the call last Monday, came the official word about Shane Simpson, the unfortunate injury with his knee. It was great seeing him on the sideline Saturday. How will he still contribute to the team, even though he's not going to be able to be on the field?
Well, each one of our guys that have had season-ending injuries are pressed into service in mandatory leadership roles, that they have the ability to communicate with guys and make them understand that you never really know when the last play is that you could play, and that you need to squeeze all the juice out of every opportunity you ever have, because you just never know. And it's a great lesson that they can teach, and they can teach it well.
You've already touched on how talented this Florida team is and the challenges that it's going to present. Do your guys enjoy that challenge and the experience of playing in an environment like the Swamps?
Oh, I think everybody does. You know, everybody wants to go play the best of the best in one of the greatest venues that exists in college football. I think that's it's a great thing for everybody involved, for the players, for the alums, for any fan involved in that kind of thing. You know, they tell me that we're going to stop playing a top 10, top 5 defense one day, and we'll stop playing ranked top 10 teams one day, but it's going to be fun. There's no question about it. We're going to go down there and have a blast, and we're going to try to represent our university the right way, and we don't line up to lose. So we're putting together a game plan and excited about it, and let's see what happens on Saturday.
All right, Rob, safe travels to Gainesville, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, thanks.